See if you remember this one, friends. I was standing by my window yesterday morning, without a thought of a worry or of care, when I saw the postman coming up the pathway with such a happy face and jolly air. He rang the bell and whistled while he waited. Then he said, "Good morning to you, Jack." But he little knew the sorrow that he brought me when he handed me the letter edged in black. With trembling hands I took the letter from him. I broke the seal and this is what it said: "Come home, my boy, your poor old father wants you. Come home, my boy, your poor old mother's dead. Oh, forget those angry words that were spoken. You know I did not mean them, don't you, Jack? May the angels bear me witness, I am asking your forgiveness in this letter edged in black." Thank you, folks. Those old songs live on for generation after generation. I think really easily imagine happening to you, or maybe has happened to you, or someone you knew. Gosh knows where they originated. I have no idea. I just know where I learned them and enjoy sharing them with you folks. Hope you enjoyed listening to them. We're going to have a little intermission here briefly, and I'll be glad to meet you folks back in the lobby there and show you what we have available on cassettes and CDs and videos and pictures and such as that. Got more junk than Sanford and Son, just to tell you the truth. But I'll be back there along with Jim and Jesse, I'm sure, and everybody. We have some 10 or 12 different cassettes, a couple of gospel cassettes. One of them was just me and the guitar, the entire cassette. The other is entirely different songs with the Jordanaires helping us out. Then we have the double album that the Osborne Brothers and I did together. And while this supply lasts, we have the CD and cassette that Chubby Wise, the late Chubby Wise, and I did live down at Gilly's some years ago. And let's see, we've got a couple of new, fairly new releases, but they feature the old songs like Silver Haired Daddy, Rockin' Alone in an Old Rocking Chair, Silver Threads Among the Gold, Filipino Baby, Mom and Dad Waltz, things of that vintage, of course. And the also, we have just a limited supply of the very first album that Lester Flatt and I did for the RCA Victor folks. It was only on album and 8-track before, and had been out of issue for quite a while. But a label in England has released it now, and we have a few of the cassettes along, and they are the original version, just like they were released originally back in the late 60s and early 70s. This was the Lester and Mac one with the Bluebird singing for me, "Would You Be Loving Another Man," and songs like that. And speaking of the old original masters, we've got a CD and a cassette of the old 78s that we had out on Dot Records back in the early 50s. And if you like those original versions, many of which I've recorded different versions of since, but we have the originals out there as like they were on 78s back at that time. And along the video line, we have the High Lonesome movie, really. It's the documentary of old-time mountain music and its evolution up through and to the present version of the bluegrass music. Quite a tribute to Bill Monroe, of course. And it's a 90-minute movie. It's been in the theaters, and we have it there in its original version. I had the opportunity of taking part in a couple of places and did the voiceover on the entire movie. Hope that you'll take a look at that. Maybe you'd like to add it to your collection. We'll see you in a few minutes back there. Then we're going to, after the intermission, we'll all come back and take another little crack at you. It's request time for me. When we come back, we'll try to do songs that you might ask for if you come to visit with us. And Jim and Jesse will be back, and then we'll kind of gang up on you and do some things together. But before I go, I'd like to do a little capsule version of a couple of the songs I just mentioned. I'd like to do a much belated happy Father's Day to you dads. I don't know at this point whether I'm the last one to wish you happy Father's Day for 96 or the first to wish you happy Father's Day for 97. But regardless of the reason, of the whatever you might consider it,